in the interview room.
Jonathan, was this a surprise to you at all, or do you think the Chiefs might pick you?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, was this a surprise to you, or did you think the Chiefs might pick you?
I was just sitting there, just watching the draft, just hoping and praying that they would, and they did select me, and the dream come true.
Did they have much contact with you before the draft?
I actually visited them. I sit down and talked a lot with Coach Haley and everybody else, and they liked me a lot, so I was thinking I would end up there.
They obviously thought you were the third best receiver in the draft. I mean, what makes you, you agree with that? What makes you the third best receiver in the draft?
I'm a very hard worker. I bring a big playability to the Chiefs. I'll give it everything I have. And I'll do everything the coaches ask me to do, and that's what I'll do.
You're coming to a team that had a wide receiver go to the Pro Bowl last year. Dwayne Bowe, have you ever followed him? Is that a player that you know much about?
Well, that's a great thing to have. As soon as I go in, I'll listen, soak up a lot of things from him, I'll learn a lot from him, and it'll just make the team all around better.
Jonathan, how did you convince the Chiefs people that, whatever character issues were in your past were not going to be a problem in the future?
I sat down with all the coaching staff, and I just told them the kind of person that I am, and after they talked to me for about 5 minutes, they understood I was a good person, and I wouldn't be a problem, and just went from there.
What kind of person you tell them you are?
I'm a teammate. I'm a great teammate. I'm a hard worker. I don't cause any problems. I do everything that the coaches need me to do, and I've been doing that since I've been playing.
It looked like I read something somewhere that said that you called out your quarterback at Pitt after you left. Is that something that you regret, that something you don't want to do in the NFL now, or is that just kind of who you are?
No, I'm definitely not that way. I'm greatly happy that the Chiefs selected me, and I'm just do everything I have to do, and just be a great teammate.
What are your strengths?
Attacking the football, catching the football with my hands, down the field, big plays, using my bigger body to bounce off smaller defensive backs.
How do you differ? Maybe this isn't a fair question, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. How do you differ from what Dwayne Bowe does?
I don't know too much about Dwayne Bowe. I know he was a great receiver last year, and I went to the Pro Bowl. I don't really know too much about him. When I get in there, I'll learn as much as I can about him and soak a lot of things up from him.
Jonathan, how would you describe your personality? I don't mean on-field personality. I mean locker room personality, off the field. Who are you, do you think?
I'm a guy that I want to learn. I want to know a lot, So after practice, I'll be getting with the other receivers and the quarterbacks and just trying to get as much information, and those guys telling me what they need me to do or what they think I should do in this situation and different things of that nature. So just trying to find out different things to better the team.
So for anybody here, I mean, your whatever issues you may have had in the background, your background, that's not going to be a problem into the future.
No, definitely not.
Jonathan, when you came in here, did you sit down and look at tape at all with Coach Haley?
No, I didn't.
It was a little confusing for the people watching at home, I think. Tell us if you were confused on what happened on the pick in front of you. The clock ran out, and no one knew what was going on. And when did you get the phone call from the Chiefs, in relation to what else was going on TV?
Steven, can you repeat that question?
It looked pretty confusing on television because the Ravens didn't get their pick in on time. When did the Chiefs call you? Had they already turned the card in? Do you have any idea on the timing of that?
Like right after the Ravens clock ran out, they called me like a minute or two after that. So I was talking to Coach Haley, and then I knew right then.
John, where are you tonight, and who are you watching? Who'd you watch the draft with?
I'm in my house in Alcova, Pennsylvania, watching with my parents, and this is all my family.
Who's your agent?
Rick Smith.
Are you guys going to get a deal done? I mean, obviously with the lockout, it's kind of different, but do you plan on being in camp on time?
Yeah. I'm just trying to do everything I can to just better the team and to do everything I can possible.
What does it mean to be a football player from Aliquippa?
You know, it's a big tradition. You know, Mike started it all, and the last one to come out of Aliquippa was Darrell Reavers, you know, and to continue the tradition, it means a lot to me.
Do you consider yourself a breakaway threat?
Excuse me?
Do you consider yourself a breakaway threat, a guy with speed?
Yes, I do.
All right, guys, you good?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.